One of the stone cold realities of running a small business is that sometimes you're going to let people down. We're talking about that on the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. I'm Brian Rump.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And this is our business conversations for the Kawartha commute. This episode is sponsored by Starting Point Digital Marketing. You know you should be doing digital marketing, but you never seem to have the time to do it right. Your business deserves to have good marketing that is quick, easy, and inexpensive. Starting Point Digital Marketing provides intentionally simple marketing designed just for you. Head over to startingpointdigitalmarketing.ca to get started now. All right, Matt, we're talking about letting people down. Have you ever let somebody down in your business?
I am the ultimate expert on letting people down and making them upset. So the co-host and special guest, that is the perfect expert to talk about this.
Awesome. I think it's something that everybody tries to avoid. When you start a business, you think, I'm going to do this the right way. Everyone's going to love me. I'm not going to let people down. And then inevitably it happens.
It has to happen. Of course it's going to happen. You're going to make people mad. You're going to make them upset at a minimum, because we are human beings and we constantly make mistakes. Like, that's normal. Also, because people are opinionated and unique. And even when you are doing something properly, it still might not be good enough for right or better or for worse. It's inevitable that you're going to let people down.
Yeah. I think, it's something that, for some personality types, it's really hard to deal with that, because you want to be a people pleaser. You want people to be happy. You want people to, you don't want people to like hate you or not like you. So it can be really difficult. There's other types who don't care. They're all in business just for themselves. But I think, you get a pretty good balance, and there's a lot of people who are in business to, in one way or another, they want to serve and they want to make people happy.
Yeah. I don't think people get upset by an action or a mistake. They get upset by the reaction to it and how you handle that mistake. That's how you make or break that relationship or situation, because most people are understanding that you're going to make a mistake. Depends on the situation, of course, but generally speaking, like, when I've messed something up, I fix it, or you address it like a very simple, yo, we made a mistake, I am sorry, here's how I will fix it, and kind of go from there. Like, it's kind of, most people are understanding. I don't think I've ever had any real issues from that regard. When something's been I don't think I've had an egregious mistake. Usually, like, because it happens with what I do from a marketing perspective, like, there's spelling errors, there's grammatical stuff that's wrong. Fortunately, a lot of the stuff that we do can be edited. I guess that's a huge bonus of online marketing that I've never thought of until right now. Different if I was doing a billboard or a sign or a magazine or something like that. I can very quickly hop on my phone when I see an issue, and I will like edit something before anyone even knows. / is not the end of the world if something is spelled a little bit wrong. So
yeah,
it's rarely about the mistake or the action. It's the reaction every single time.
Yeah. And I think it's, I think it is good to keep in mind that in general, people, I think, are forgiving of the small mistakes. It's the egregious ones or the, sometimes you just let people down if you're a growing business and maybe you overpromise something a little bit. Another big one, I think, for small businesses starting out is you don't charge enough for what you do. So you maybe underprice yourself, and then you have to change that pricing. Customers get really upset about that. Maybe they've, sort of gone forward in their future plans to work with you based on sort of one set of circumstances, but really it's another set, which isn't as good.
Yeah. And this might sound unique to online type of service engagements or people that are talking primarily online, but there's a lot of lessons from this story that I'm about to tell that can translate to in person and like in physical locations. I think back on my career and think of any sort of like blowout or argument I've had with someone that I've worked with, like a client or a consumer, it's always been, like I said, my reaction to things. It's because I've let myself get emotional about it and I've gotten more so defensive and I've started arguing. And when you are online, you will never, ever, ever win an argument with someone, ever.
Yeah.
So I will literally remove myself from that. And I've done this for the last like couple of years, where I used to be like in my 20s, I think like maybe most people in their 20s on social media, it's like an opinion I would share all the time. And if I didn't like your opinion, I would tell you that I didn't like your opinion and I thought you were an idiot. I don't do that in my 30s now, because I know that those arguments are endless and then they get you nowhere and you're wasting so much energy on something that's irrelevant. Like you might be all fired up, but the person isn't fired up that you're arguing with. So I think that is extremely key from a like communication with people in general is your reaction to things and not really engaging them in any sort of argument, accepting blame, like explaining how you're going to fix things. I had a situation actually this week where I was fired by someone and they sent me an email with like five or six things that they did not like about me, business, the work, etc. I got mildly upset and wanted to say stuff, but I actually, because some of the stuff was not true, it was inaccurate. And I wanted to kind of explain that that was inaccurate. But how do you say that in an email? How do you say like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but here's how I see it. It doesn't work. So I literally just backed completely off. And I just replied like, yeah, I understand. That's fine, et cetera, et cetera. And just basically moved on past it. And it was great. I think he was probably looking for a fight too, knowing the person.
Yeah, some people like fighting.
Yes.
I had a boss who that was their style. Like they wanted that. They wanted an environment where people fought with each other. They, I think, got a bit of a rush off of big blowout fights. And that for me is like the opposite of my style. Like, so, you know, sometimes, you know, letting people down is just wrong fits from the start.
Sure.
No clarity and expectations or what's sort of happening. But again, like yours, you know, fighting isn't going to help. It's not going to change the situation. It's not going to make you look better. They're still going to, if it's misconceptions, they're still going to talk about those to their friends a little bit and it sucks, but that's just part of business.
Yep. And I wouldn't even be fighting with them or arguing. That's even too strong a word, but I would almost go as far as saying disagreeing with people.
Yeah.
When they're already emotional about
the
situation. And I recognize that and I just back right off because I also need to be very aware, and every business needs to be very aware. When you do start to get emotional or say your side of things, online or wherever, you need to be careful. Like you might not hear from that person again, but they're going to go leave you a bad review. And like, you need to make sure the last taste in their mouth is something okay. And that something that you can kind of be proud of, that if something was ever brought up online or whatever, you say, hey, this is how I handled the situation. Look, it's all right here. I'm comfortable with that. You need to kind of just be true to yourself in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's, again, yeah, how you handle it, understanding you're not going to please everyone. You're not going to be a fit to work with everyone. You know, there's certain people that aren't really a fit to work with anyone, and that's okay as well. So it's really understanding your own values, understanding your own, what you're good at, what you're not good at, knowing when to sort of eat a piece of humble pie and apologize for something, learning how to fix some of those mistakes. I think, having the right processes in place sometimes are helpful. If you're letting people down because, you didn't get back to them about something, or you didn't, do the job they hired you to do, you have to like talk through those things.
It's funny, and not to just completely relate everything to this situation or talk about me more, but everything you just said was accurate from the beginning. I knew that this person wasn't a fit for a couple reasons. They were combative right away within the first week of communication, or you could already sense that there was no sort of partnership, and there was, why are you not doing it this way? And then what was the last thing that you mentioned there that was interesting about some people just don't work well with anyone, where he had explained, like, I've worked with like X amount of people doing this and they were not good because of this, that, and the other thing. And then I immediately early on in the engagement thought, there's a common factor here with why all these people you've hired have not worked, and I'm already not super happy about how this is going. I now see the writing on the wall. And now it goes back to what you said earlier too, is like, you need to recognize up front who you should be working with and who you shouldn't be working with. I knew I shouldn't have worked with this person. And when I first started my business, like most people, I took on everything. Some businesses have to take on everything. It's a numbers game. Retail, it doesn't matter if someone's a jerk. You got to deal with them. You got to serve them a couple of
times. Sometimes, although sometimes it's also like you have to draw a line in the sand. If they're like abusing your staff or doing something, you need, you can say, hey, you're not going to be a customer here anymore.
Yeah. Some people, it's a numbers game and it's a lineup of people that you want at the door. Service-based businesses, some of them don't want that. I work with people locally that are service-based. I'm service-based. We don't want to work with 100,000 people. We can't do it. So we need to be honest with ourselves on who we want to work with. And again, like when I first started, I worked with everyone. And I got myself not in a lot of trouble. It's just like my head was underwater, like whatever the saying is. Now, last 6 months, I started saying no a lot, which is what I thought we're going to be talking about maybe a bit more, is like letting people down and like figuring out how to say no to people, which is an interesting topic. But that's something I've learned, where I'm able to recognize right away, like, hey, I can't work with this person, or I know that this person isn't going to like my style, or there's a lot of reasons in my experience that this isn't going to work. And I know that, and I still sometimes get blinded by money. Literally still happens every month to me with certain things. But I need to be honest with myself, because I know in a month or two from now, I'm going to be trying to get myself out of something. So, and there are certain things you can do with letting people down that I've learned in my experience in the last couple of years. Sometimes it's as simple as, you're not telling people, no, I don't want to work with you, or no, I don't think you're going to be a right fit. Then you're literally asking for an argument. It's just very simply, like, you can say that you are at capacity, you can't take anything more on. You can maybe explain, like, briefly why you don't think that you are a fit based on their needs. The key to all of this at the end is you give them someone else to go to. Then they don't care, in my experience.
Yeah.
If you've just said, like, hey, I can't work with you, they're like, well, what? Why? But if I can't work with you, this person actually is going to be great for you. They're like, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. And you've, again, left like a great taste in their mouth as they moved on.
Yeah, as long as it's not the old, this is another podcast for another time, the FU referral, which is like, oh, you should go talk to this person. And like,
it's bad. I can tell the person's a jerk already. I sent them this.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I used to get, I know when I worked at the bank, there'd be people and they'd be like, oh, so-and-so said like to come talk to you. And it's like, the only time they ever refer people is when it's bad. So I'm like, I know how this is going to go. again, that's, you know, interesting as well. So I think, yeah, I think working with jerks is sort of one thing, and it's kind of easier to let them down sometimes. You know, and then a lot of it's open communication, trying to improve your business, you know, who you choose to work with as customers, you know, processes you can have in place for getting back to people properly. I think a lot of service-based businesses upset people when they just don't get their call returned. And sometimes that's by design. Maybe you have a good filtering system. You can only work with so many people. Yeah. So you got to filter stuff out somehow, and people will just be a little bit upset about that. And you have to be okay with that, especially if you're somebody who likes everyone to like them and they want to work with everyone.
Yeah. And I'll share this story, and I'll tread super lightly on the names, of course, but I did have a situation in the last couple months where someone reached out to me about working together. And at first I was really excited because I only saw like one of the services that they offered. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. I don't really work in that industry yet. And then the more I looked at it, I was like, oh, you actually do a couple things. And one of the things I already worked with someone on, it was an HVAC company. And I'm like, I can't work with you. I already work with an HVAC company locally. Why I can't work with you is a different conversation, but I already work with an HVAC company. I can't work with you. This person got like pretty mad, weird. I don't know what the right word is. Where they started throwing around, we're like the biggest HVAC company in Kawartha Lakes. And in my head, I was like, I'm pretty sure I already work with the biggest HVAC company in Kawartha Lakes. You're not it. And like, side note, I've asked around, like no one even knows of this company. Anyways, like as soon as this guy kind of went off and was like kind of being a little bit bro-ish, as you would say, and getting a little bit upset about the fact that I couldn't work with him, it immediately revealed to me that he was not someone that I wanted to work with anyways. Thank you for revealing that ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that happens. And I think that's another, not everyone understands, you know, conflicts that are in place or, you know, those types of things. Like sometimes there's not like a perfect reason to not work with someone or to let them down. I think, sort of the other thing in this conversation is understanding how candid to be sometimes. And I think, you know, one of my issues is sometimes being overly candid. I have a problem lying sometimes. So it can maybe upset people. I don't really have good self-awareness as to maybe how many people I've let down or how many people hate me. I don't let that bother me too much. I don't really like being disliked. So it's just kind of fascinating as well of how candid you are, how you can redirect them a bit. I don't like sending people down like a path that's, you know, going to be never ending for them. I guess the context I'm talking about is more as it relates to government grants. I've done a lot of government grant work. So I get a lot of referrals of people who have really no hope at all of getting grants. So I try to tell them that and tell them why, but some people just keep plowing ahead anyway, looking for their magical fountain.
I think the thing to remember more than anything as like wrapping this up and considering this is to remember that your business, as much as it's yours, it's not you, right? So when someone doesn't want to work with your business or is unhappy with your business, it's not an immediate reflection on you and you being a bad person. You have to separate that. You have to recognize that you're not going to be a fit for everyone. And that is more than okay.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, you're not going to deliver out of the park all the time. You're going to fail a bit. You're probably going to fail a lot in business when you get into doing things, as you figure out specifically, you know, what you're doing and who you work with. So there's going to be a lot of people that you let down. And, you know, you want to do that as easily as possible, as nicely as possible. But sometimes it won't be clean and you have to just learn how to deal with that.
Yeah. It's just the, not even experience, just the self-awareness that it's not the end of the world if someone doesn't want to work with your business.
Yep. Yeah. That's, again, yeah, no one's, life is irreparably damaged, hopefully. So, yeah, not the end of the world. And that sounds like an episode to me. So if you want to talk more, you can send us an email at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.